Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are efforting to get our buddy Pete Prisco, but Jason,
he's always in demand.
He is.
He's got a lot going on.
He invented power rankings. He invented mock draft.
Did he invent fantasy football?
Probably.
Yeah, I may have.
I would think so. But while we're waiting for Pete, and we heard it in the update, Shamar Stewart, he said what he had to say yesterday, and he's left. He is no longer at mandatory minicamp. Not that he was participating anyways, no. Jason, but between him and Trey Hendrickson, joining us now is Pete Prisco, and Pete, we'll get into the Bengals situation in a second, but let's start with the Ravens, and it's going to be really hard to top the seasons that Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry had last year. You would expect some natural regression there, but pretty much the entire offense is back, minus Patrick McCary. They added DeAndre Hopkins to add some depth to their receiving core. What type of encore are you expecting from this Ravens O in 2025?
Oh, I think they'll be the same offense. You always have to worry about Derrick Henry in age and carries, and when does he start slowing down. So that might be a little bit of an impact. He's not going to rush, I don't think, for the numbers he did a year ago. But I think Lamar Jackson will put up some impressive numbers again. I don't think he's going in the wrong direction. I think he's still going in the right direction. So I think offensively they'll still be good. I don't know if Hopkins adds a ton, but he's a possession receiver who, doesn't run that well, but he'll help in certain situations. So I think they're going to be really good again on offense. I just think Henry, we all sit here and we wait for when's the regression happen.
Yeah.
And when he starts slowing down, it might be this year.
They seem to be the only team in this division that isn't in some degree of turmoil, right? Like, we got the Browns, and you got five quarterbacks. What are they going to do with Watson? Myles Garrett's trying to put the genie back in the bottle when we know he didn't really want to be there. You got guys pining for Nick Chubb leaving. The Bengals, between Hendrickson and Stewart, that's just, it's always something there. And the Steelers, waited until the last possible second to get their new quarterback. Is this shaping up as the Ravens' division to lose and maybe not be as uber competitive as it usually is?
I think Cincinnati's still going to be competitive. Hendrickson will show up and play. You know that. Guys play. They'll get Stewart signed, even though I didn't love him as a player, but they'll still find a way to get him signed. And the Bengals are going to score a ton of points. They're going to be good offensively. We know that. I think the change to Al Golden on defense will help them as well. So I think the Ravens, I think those are the two teams in the division. Everybody talks about Rodgers going to the Steelers, but the Steelers had more faults than just the quarterback position.
Yeah.
They didn't run the ball very well. They didn't play great run defense last year. They didn't rush the passer the way they normally did. And they have the TJ Watt situation kind of hanging over their head. So I think it's the Ravens at first, then the Bengals. And I think those two teams will push each other.
I'm with you 100% on what you're saying about the Steelers, Pete. And it's not like Aaron Rodgers has a lot of great weapons to throw to either, where you got DK Metcalf, Freiermuth's okay. But what are you expecting out of Rodgers at age 42?
Well, you know, if you go back and look at what he did in the last, I think it's seven games, he threw 13 touchdown passes and four picks. He was terrible early in the season because he wasn't healthy. And I think he was still favoring his leg, favoring a lot of the things that were bothering him. And he didn't look the same guy. He didn't move. He wasn't getting outside the pocket. And as the season moved along, he got more comfortable. And as he got more comfortable, he played better football. And, you know, he threw, what, 28, I think it was, or 29 touchdown passes. That's more than a lot of guys last year, including Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and some others. So I think he's going to be fine. But you mentioned it. Where are you throwing the football? DK Metcalf, nice weapon, inconsistent, complains about not getting the ball at times. Then you got, you know, you hope some of those young players step up like Austin, who has talent, but those guys got to do something as well. So you're right. Their weapons aren't great. They didn't run the ball fantastically last year. So I think they need to rely on getting back to their, you know, who they are as a football team. Run the football, take your shots with Rodgers, but also stop the run and rush the passer.
I know that we have come to respect the AFC as the dominant conference, and they've had the quarterbacks, and that's why. But I don't know, Pete. Like, okay, so we covered the North. To me, Buffalo, and there's nobody else for real in that division. To me, it's Houston, and there's nobody else for real in that division. And I look, the Chargers and Broncos have great coaches, and they'll be wild card teams. I don't know that they'll end up really pushing the Chiefs. And then, like, I kind of run out of teams to take seriously. Like, okay, if you want to vouch for the Bengals, you can. They might give up 42 points a game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and they might not have an offensive line, and they might take September off like they always do, and the quarterback might get hurt because, like, that's happened. But, like, I can't stump for anybody else as a surefire playoff team. Like, I don't know who that final wild card is. I tend to think whoever it is going to be pretty damn flawed.
And by the way, I would sit there and say that Houston's a good team either.
Right, but the division's so bad, they're going to win it.
Yeah, but Jackson will be better than they were a year ago just because they got rid of the coach. I mean, that staff was awful, and they'll be better. The team, you know, Texans, if their offensive line isn't fixed, and I don't think it is, they think getting Cam Robinson and Ed Ingram is fixing an offensive line, they're out of their minds. And so he's going to be pressured again. I think you're right. The division stinks. And so it's a flawed division. I don't see them being a slam dunk playoff team. I don't see them being a slam dunk team that can make any noise in the playoffs. I'm concerned about the Texans. So to your point, you're 100% accurate. You look at the Dolphins. They're not any good.
No.
You know, I think New England's on the rise.
Yeah.
And they're but they're not ready for it yet. The Jets with Justin Fields, no. So, yeah, you almost have to put three teams from the West in, and then you got to maybe
yes.
get one more team in from the North. I think that's pretty much how it'll play out.
We're speaking to Pete Prisco. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Pete, let's go to the NFC, and we know that there hasn't been a back-to-back NFC East champion in quite some time at this point, and the Commanders are going to be the darlings and the sexy team after their unexpected run in the playoffs last year, making it to the NFC Championship. What are you expecting out of Jaden Daniels and company this year?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, I think he's going to take an even bigger step forward. Mm. He didn't throw a ton of touchdown passes last year,
yeah.
And I think that number is going to go higher. There are concerns about that team. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's not one of them. But you know, offensive line has some questions. I think getting Tunsil, even though he wasn't great last year, he's still an upgrade. They're going to shuffle a bunch of guys around to find out who the best five are, but I think they'll be better up there. I don't think Deebo Samuel gives them a lot of help,
no.
Unlike most people. I thought he got heavy last year, and boy, the video's coming out of their camp. He really looks heavy.
Yeah.
But I think defensively, they still have some flaws, but they have some good young pieces, and Dan Quinn's a good defensive coach. So I think they'll be good. I just think the Eagles are better.
Yeah.
And the Dallas might be better. And, you know, if Dallas can stay healthy, they have some pieces now. That offensive line, they've kind of built it together. They've drafted it. You know, if Prescott can stay on the field, I know there's concerns about the run game, but they have some pieces. If we get Pickens, if he's not a knucklehead, I mean, there's a lot of questions involved there, and they have to stop the run. But, I think the Eagles are the class of the division.
One of my favorite futures bets to play thus far has been, and it was around plus 275, I want to say, Green Bay to win the division. And this was before Ragnow retired. Like, I just look at the brain trust over there with Detroit and everything they've lost now, including the center is a big part of their central nervous system. And I go, Minnesota, look. I love O'Connell. You love O'Connell. But I don't know that he rebuilds and creates this quarterback on the fly in 1 year coming back from pretty catastrophic injury. And to me, the Bears, like, I want to see it from Ben Johnson as a head coach before I'm ready to crown him. Like, I think this sets up pretty well for the Packers. What about you?
I'm with you. Look, but I get grief all the time because I pick the Packers every year and they actually pick them to go to the Super Bowl. But that team was ahead of schedule last
yes.
year. You look how young they were. I mean, they're young across the board, and I think that youth is going to start paying off for him in a big way. Remember, Jordan Love was hurt.
Yes,
he
was.
All year, basically hurt.
Yep.
He wasn't the same guy.
Yep.
They had a ton of receivers hurt. They lost guys in the playoff game, and they go to Philadelphia, and on the opening kickoff, they fumble it. Technically, they got it back, and that kind of set the tone for the game. So I'm with you. Right now, if you ask me, I would pick the Packers to win the division. I'm concerned a little bit about the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
You lose the two coordinators. You lose. You mentioned Ragnow. They also lost, Zeitler, the right guard. He's out of there. And then you go on the other side of the ball. Who's the other pass rusher opposite Hutchinson? And he's coming off an injury. So I'm there with you 100%. I think the Packers are the team to beat.
And like the Lions, man, when do they go for it? Like, why did they not come away with some pass rusher this offseason? Like, why, they seem too complacent to me.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You can't count on Marcus Davenport to be a guy. I mean, I think when you look at their defense, there are questions there. Not having Aaron Glenn, and remember, he had all those injuries last year and kind of had to do things differently
yes.
to kind of get around it. But, if Hutchinson, we don't know. Everybody's just assuming Hutchinson's coming back to be the same guy. You don't know that.
No.
He's Pete Prisco, covers the NFL for CBS Sports. Pete, thanks so
Enjoy
much for
the
coming
beach,
on.
Buddy. Thank you.
Enjoy the offseason, boys, because it's right around the corner.
Calm before the storm, man. Calm before the storm. Thanks, Pete.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we had Tony Gwynn Jr. on earlier in the show at 2:30. Asked him the question, could Jackson Holliday be an all-star this year? We'll get into that at 4. But coming up next, it's our TWIB notes, and we looked at the notes from Ken Rosenthal and Jim Bolden, who cover MLB for The Athletic, among other outlets. But they put out some recent columns about how much could the Orioles sell? Could they buy and sell? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.